We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I'm excited about my guest today, business strategist, entrepreneur, speaker, author, Gene Kuhn. Gene, thanks for stopping by. And I know the big news is you're going to have a live event, but it's not. It's going to be a virtual live event coming up in April. You've only been opening up to people in Chicago, and that has been a physical live event, but you got to be really excited about this, aren't you?
I am pretty excited about it, Neil, because it does open it up to a lot of people that I talk to on a weekly, monthly basis that can't get to Chicago for one. And it doesn't make sense for them to come for one day, right? To fly in, fly out, stay over at a hotel. It doesn't make sense for one day.
Totally doesn't make sense, because it's like, you know, and the opportunity is there and the opportunity to learn. Because, I mean, I think the biggest struggle for entrepreneurs now is we talked about things like cash flow. We talk about business plan, really what are phases of our business, how much money we should save, how do we go find the ideal customer? All these things are going to be discussed in your virtual event, right?
Yeah, well, most of that, right? Really what this is I call this influence speaker training for business owners, because business owners, they're not keynote speakers, right? They go out there, they're looking to solve a problem for their ideal clients, to show them that they've got the goods to bring it. They've got what it takes to solve the problem that they have. So I'm teaching them how to go out and find more clients through speaking, and how to speak so that their ideal clients can hear them. Because it's not what you say, Neil, it's what your ideal clients hear.
It is, because what they hear, what does it resonate? What's going to make them take action, right?
Right. Right. Absolutely. So one of the things we talk about is your messaging. Another thing that we talk about is I teach people 15 ways to get paid speaking. So now listen, I go out there and I speak about how I help small business owners, right? Increase their revenue fast. That is my talk, how to increase your revenue fast. But you go out there and you talk about podcasting, and somebody else I was talking today, he goes out there and he wants to teach people how to use other people's money, meaning an insurance company's money, instead of his own money, paying himself back. And then he still has the money that he lent himself, right? That's his to keep forever. So there's a lot of different ways that we help each other. And if nobody knows exactly what you do and they can't hear it, they don't understand, they can't hear it, they don't do business with you. So that's why it's really not what you say, it's what you hear.
No,
it's what they hear.
No, that's so you think about, I want to know more of the 15 ways to make money speaking. That's huge. Because
you want me to tell you? I'll tell you two of them, because I don't want to give it all away.
Oh, I want you to give it all away, because I might not be able to make the virtual event, but go ahead.
I'll tell you three. All right, I'll tell you five. Okay, number one, you could keynote, right? You could get paid to speak in front of a group of people, walk away, get a check, walk away. That's fine. But right now, there's not that many keynote speaking spots out there. There's over 7,000 meetings a day, or at least there was prior to the pandemic, 7,000 meetings a day that needed speakers every single day in the United States, right? So there's plenty of speaking opportunities out there for everybody. Number two, I'm going to look down here. Oh, write a book. Have you written a book, Neil?
Not yet, but I'm going to. But yes, you have written a book. Good.
I've written two books, right? So the first one sucks. Don't buy it. The second one is really good. So, but it's how to make money when you write a book, how to sell your book at the back of the room when you're out there speaking, right? Everybody has a message to say, to share. And if you share the right message to the right platform, why wouldn't they be interested in your book if they were interested to come and hear you speak? Okay.
So when you have something like merchandise, some other thing, and you're out there, it's worth your time to speak for free. It's
absolutely kind
of explain that speaking in front of an audience is much better than just sending it out to cold. You're going to really move them from cold to warm quickly, right? Explain
absolutely
that.
Moving them from warm to cold, and moving
cold
them from
warm.
Cold. Yeah, they're a cold audience when you get there. They've never heard you speak, right? So they don't know. They have no reason to trust you whatsoever before you start speaking, right? It's your job as a speaker to build that credibility, that know, like, and trust factor when you're speaking. If you can build that with them and you can build that relationship, that engagement with them, they want more. And you want to leave them wanting more. So if they'll take action at the back of the room to buy your book.
And then there you go. You've made money selling your book, and then that's a business card. And that business card is going to be the more likely to contact you on their own without you having to reach out once they have a book right there and they've read it.
Right. I will tell you, one of my other favorite ways to make money speaking is sponsorships. If it's the right conference, if it's the right meeting, and they're bringing in sponsors with a speaking opportunity, I'm the gal for that, right? I will buy and pay for a sponsorship. Neil, I paid $8,000 once for a 3-minute speaking spot, walked away with 156 leads.
That's great. That was worth its weight in gold.
Absolutely it was, right? Because it was the right audience in front of my ideal clients.
You can find those all the time. It's worthwhile. So where do you kind of find those sponsorship things? That's an interesting thing. How do you find ways that you look at certain organizations that are related to you, or you know your ideal customer is going to be at?
Yeah. So for it, yes, you actually, here's how the best way to find it. There is this new technology out there called Google. So if you go to Google and you start typing in speaking opportunities about blah in blah city, right? That's the best way to find the opportunities out there, is just Google them.
Okay, and that's it. And then maybe even ChatGPT as well. So maybe we could do a ChatGPT and ask that. And then where to speak to the most ideal people. It's amazing what can come up with different ideas and things like that. And speaking in front of live people are waiting for that to happen. All right, give me another one.
Yeah, how about this? How about creating an audiobook, right? You have written a book, right? And now you don't have an audiobook because it's a self-published book. And you're like, well, I don't know how to create an audiobook. What if you either hired somebody to help you create an audiobook, or what if you just sat down and recorded a file and sent it off to somebody to clean it up and put it into some sort of format for you that you could deliver as an audiobook? Super simple, right?
Yes, totally. That sounds pretty interesting. I would never have thought about that one because that's when they get to hear your speaking and they have more time to listen than reading a book, having an audiobook.
Right. And I don't know that audiobooks are for me because I would want to ad lib and I would want to tell. And you can't do that when you're doing an audiobook. You can't laugh at your own jokes when you're doing an audiobook. But I really do love it when I'm listening to an audiobook from the author and they use other voices or they tell or they laugh, or chuckle a little bit at their own stuff. All right. One more would be sell from the stage. Mm-hmm. Right? If you're speaking for free, you can sell from the stage without asking for a dime from the audience. Because when you're invited in to speak for free to an audience of your ideal clients, the people who brought you in do not want you hitting them with a pitch. They don't want you asking them to spend $400, $500, $1,000 to buy your services. So what's the free offer that you can create that your ideal client needs? We call that lead generation, right? So it's about giving them a lead generator in the form of a free offer from the stage. And guess what happens when you do that? They're on your list now. And now you have them to be able to, they've opted in for the freebie, and now you can market to them on an ongoing basis over and over and over, as long as you're providing enough value for them, right? You've got to provide value along with that. If you've got somebody who wants to opt in to get your freebie, chances are they stick.
Well, this is really good information. I think that the fact is, how many people that want to work with you will consider working with you once they hear you speak, that's going to give them the yes or no. Once they know who you are, they go to a website, maybe you have a little short video, but they're really getting to know the real person when you're out there speaking about their pain points, which we talked about in another episode we've done.
Can I tell you a quick story?
Sure.
So I talked to a gentleman this morning and he sells insurance. So we were having what turned into a sales conversation. I didn't know it was going to be that, but he asked me how he could continue to work with me. And I told him, and I laid out a great little plan for him. And then it was time for him to decide yes or no. And he's like, okay, you've given me a lot to think about. I think I might be overwhelmed. I've got a lot of ideas. Now what? And I said, well, okay. And I actually told the story about you and me about our VIP day, right? And I told that story to him. And then I said, so here's what, you're a salesperson. The only thing that another salesperson wants from you is a yes or no, right? Either yes, this is a great opportunity, or and he said something to me, and I said, you know the question you should be asking me? He said, no, what? I said, you should be asking me, are there references I could call to see if you're as good as you say you are? Now, listen, I didn't say I was great at anything, even though I'm really, really good at VIP days. I didn't say I was good at them at all. But by the price that I charge, he assumed that I should be very, very good, which I am. And if, or people wouldn't pay that, right? They'd pay it once and nobody else would pay it. So he assumed that. But I said, I think the question you should ask me is, who are the references I can call to find out if they had, if you delivered quality, valuable content to them in their VIP day? I said, because that I can provide to you in just a matter of moments.
And that's.
And then we went on. Go ahead.
You go.
Well, then we went on to have that conversation about, I said, listen, you should always tell people what you're thinking and tell them the truth, whether it's a yes or it's a no. I said, I think that's kind to do that to people. It is not kind to do it to people where you just don't give them an answer and say, follow up with me, when you know you have no intention of buying. Why do you want to waste their time? Why do you want to waste your time? Oh, I know, you just don't call them back. You just don't answer the phone. That's not kind.
No.
I'm always about being kind and being, I value people's time and I value my time. So that's really what we talked about.
All right. And it's really what it's kind of having is that you have to have that heart. You have to ask. How many people that come to your virtual event or your physical event, they don't ask, right? They're afraid to ask.
Absolutely. That's really what they're afraid of and why they need speaker training for business owners is because after you deliver valuable content, you have to ask for the sale. And so many people get, and listen, that used to be my business model 10, 12, 15 years ago, right? I would give you a great day. I would invite you in. I would feed you lunch all on my dime. And at the end of the day, I would let you walk out of there with a hug and never ask you for the sale, right? Oh my God, it's the reason I had to hire a coach. It's like, please, somebody teach me how to convert these clients that I'm letting walk out. And it's because I didn't know how to ask. But you know, once you know how to ask and you know that you're doing it from a place of service and not from a place of money, that's the kind thing to do is ask.
And it's amazing. And so what you kind of in those conversations, you learn that Gene understands that. And then there's opportunity for a VIP day with you, right? And then to work with you. And the best place people can go is genetoon.com right now and schedule a call with you today. And the reason they should schedule you a call with you today is because you need a business coach. There are not a marketing business coach, because if you don't have one and you try to pick other people to become your coach and they don't really care, you run into problems. You run into problems at home. You run into problems with family. You run into problems with your friends saying, I'm tired of you talking about your business. Or you run into problems if you're talking to your customers about your business. Hire a coach today.
You know what? I've lost more friends because they don't want to talk about business. They just want to talk about BS stuff, or right? Like, oh, what movie did you see last? I don't care what movie I saw last. For me, it's all about what did I do today? Who did I talk to today? Who did I ask to do business with me today?
All right. GeneKuhn.com. Appreciate it, Gene.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you for having me stop in.
You're welcome. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a